Actually, Camp Meeting Time back in the 1930s, they're doing a play called Beulah Creek. It was written by a local playwright named Neely Gossett, and this is set in 1936 at a Baptist camp meeting in South Georgia. The pastor's wife meets a WPA photographer, the Works Progress Administration from back then. You know, it was government employing people doing arts and things like that. And so an interesting relationship develops there, an unexpected relationship, apparently. So it sounds like a really fascinating play. But really, I think one of the most interesting things about this is it's part of a trend lately of outdoor theater.
Yeah, Serenby Playhouse, south of the city. Well, that's their bread and butter.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been very successful for them. And other places have done this as well. It really brings you into the action, I think.
I also wonder if Beulah has some biblical ties somehow, because we find it cropping up in a lot of good old Southern hymns.
There are Southern hymns actually woven into the play. There is a chorus of women singing Southern hymns, so that's just another element that they've added to this. It sounds like a really fascinating production. The ticket price is actually $20. And the show opens on Friday and will continue through September 21st. That's Beulah Land at the Dunwoody Nature Center.
We return to Dunwoody for the next budget-friendly item on the calendar, and it's photography.
This is the latest show at the Sproul Center Gallery there in Dunwoody. It's a great little gallery in an old house. They do some interesting shows. And this one is called Did You See That? Stories of Urban Oddities. And it's part of the Atlanta Celebrates Photography event. And this one in particular is an Atlanta-based photographer named Steve Steinman. And what he does is basically take photos of urban things you might have missed.
And focusing in great detail on one specific facet of something.
Right. It's true. You notice every once in a while, if you're driving in Atlanta traffic, there are, you know, little signs that you usually whiz by.
Or something from another era that obviously has been overlooked and forgotten for decades.
Right. And that's sort of what this show is concentrating on, the things that we might have missed in our urban landscape. The artist, Steve Steinman, will be giving a talk there at the Sproul Gallery on September 27th at 1 p.m. And again, that's Did You See That? Stories of Urban Oddities. And that's at the Sproul Center Gallery in Dunwoody, and it continues through October 25th.
Shane, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, Saturday night meant one thing. 6 p.m. on television, the variety show Hee Haw, which was just about as Southern fried as entertainment could get.
And it's one of those great old variety shows that we really don't see much of anymore. But there are folks who are trying to bring back the variety show in a live format. And one of those is happening this weekend. It's called the Good Gracious Variety Show. The headliners are a bluegrass quintet, Packway Handle Band. And there's going to be some comedy from Dad's Garage Theater, Penny Serenade, who does jazz standards. There's poet John Good, and WABE's own Kate Sweeney. This is a really nice opportunity to see and sample the local art scene, really, in many ways. Get a little bit of high art, a little bit of low art, and everything in between. So, again, that's the Good Gracious Variety Show. It's happening at Variety Playhouse on Saturday night, and the tickets are $17.